This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Here to help you start your day right as we take some time with God together. You know, we're talking this week about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus came into this world one time to die on the cross for us, to make a way for us to be forgiven by taking the penalty for our sin that we deserved. But when he comes back again, the second time, he will come as the king. He'll come as the judge of the earth. He won't come as a lowly peasant, but rather he will come in all of his glory as the supreme being of this universe. It'll be a terrifying day for some people who are not ready to meet him. In Isaiah chapter 2, Isaiah talks about that day. And he refers to it simply as that day. Listen to what he says, starting in verse 10. Enter the rock, and hide in the dust, from the terror of the Lord, and from the splendor of his majesty. The proud look of man will be abased, and the loftiness of man will be humbled, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. For the Lord of hosts will have a day of reckoning against everyone who is proud and lofty, and against everyone who is lifted up, that he may be abased. And it will be against all the cedars of Lebanon that are lofty and lifted up, against all the oaks of Bashan, against all the lofty mountains and the hills that are lifted up, against every high tower, against every fortified wall, against all the ships of Tarshish, and against all the beautiful craft. And the pride of man will be humbled, and the loftiness of men will be abased, and the Lord alone will be exalted in that day. But the idols, other things people turn to and trust in and worship, the idols will completely vanish. And men will go into caves of the rocks and into holes of the ground before the terror of the Lord and before the splendor of his majesty when he arises to make the earth tremble. In that day men will cast away to the moles and the bats their idols of silver and their idols of gold which they made for themselves to worship, in order to go into the caverns of the rocks and the clefts of the cliffs, before the terror of the Lord and the splendor of his majesty, when he arises to make the earth tremble. Stop regarding man, whose breath of life is in his nostrils, for why should he be esteemed? And it goes on. The terror of the Lord. Did you hear that expression? Several times in that passage. On that day, when Jesus returns, when God comes in judgment to make every wrong right, and that the whole earth will be accountable to him, in that day, it will be a terrifying thing to realize that you are not right with God. You know, the other side of it makes it even more of a contrast, because God offers you love. He offers you forgiveness. He offers to welcome you into his family. He offers to become a part of your everyday life, a living relationship with God. Only those who reject God will face this terrifying judgment. Have you turned to God in your life yet? I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.